Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, doesn't have to knock the wind out of your operation. The challenge is real, but so is Elanco's growing BRD portfolio. With Elanco, you can choose from multiple modes of action to help you and your herd breathe easier. For more than 40 years, Elanco has been committed to delivering flexible, future-looking solutions for BRD and other tough challenges. We're dedicated to ensuring our solutions always help you handle whatever you're up against. Our growing portfolio of products for the prevention, control, and treatment of BRD allows you to select the right solution to help keep your herd healthy and productive. It's right for cattle and right by you. Breathe easier. Ask your herd health veterinarian or sales rep about Elanco BRD Solutions. Elanco is a trademark of Elanco or its affiliates.
Well, this week, wheat prices have taken an upward swing, and crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson says they have broken out of the top.
Yeah, they broke out the top, and you know, you've got Medford prices up around 705, 7 a dime. I think right now the market thinks that the wheat stocks are tied around the world. Egypt, they got a tender this week for some wheat. $320 a metric ton, that's $8.71 a bushel delivered. It was $242 a metric ton last year, or $657. Of course, part of that too is the tight stocks, but Russia's also got a $1.50 export tax on their wheat. So there's a lot of things going on around the world, but that tight wheat situation is the biggest driver, I think.
Anderson said whether the wheat stocks are tight kind of depends on where you're looking.
In some locations, yes. In some locations, no. But you look at the world, ending stocks are projected to be 10.4 billion bushels, 9.9 billion bushels, 7-year average. You know, you go back to 2018-19, world ending stocks were 10.4 billion bushels, and the average annual Oklahoma price was $5.10 a bushel. Look at the U.S., yes, our wheat stocks are tight. All wheat, 615 million bushel ending stocks, 990 average, so well below there. If you look at hard red winter wheat, 347 million bushels, 480 million bushel average, so U.S. stocks are tight. Now, there's some belief that Black Sea stocks are tight. You know, 476 million bushel ending stocks there, 495 is the average. So real close to the 5-year average there. Their production is 4.3 billion bushels. You look at Russia, 367 million bushel ending stocks, 324 average, so they're slightly above average. However, this year's crop is only 2.7 billion versus 3.1 billion last year. However, 88% of Russia's wheat crop is number four or better. That means it's milling quality wheat, 87% of it. Last year, only 72% of it was milling quality. Even though they had a 3.1 billion bushel crop versus 2.7 this year, Russia has more milling wheat, 2.33 billion bushels versus 2.27 last year.
You can always hear more grain stock analysis from OSU crop marketing specialist Dr. Kim Anderson on his weekly show Sunup, and you can always listen to that at OklahomaFarmReport.com. You've got farm news on Ron. It's the Red, White, and Baldy female production sale from Bowling Ranch coming up Friday, October the 8th at noon at the ranch near Newkirk, Oklahoma at 9201 East State Line Road. They'll be featuring 40 Hereford and Red Angus registered females and 130 commercial and open heifers. For more information, contact ranch manager Tim Stidham at 405-742-4553 or go to bowlingranch.com for more details. You can also watch the auction live at dvauction.com. The Red, White, and Baldy female production sale coming up Friday, October the 8th in Newkirk. That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepherd reporting.